You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian. And if you're unfamiliar with Open Mic, it's for the show where for the next hour, I'll be playing you some tunes I've found this week and sharing some stories with you guys. But on the outset of the programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF Burnaby broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Man, it's now officially spring. I'm definitely feeling it. If you haven't already heard me sniffling into the mic, but I'm getting absolutely destroyed by allergies. My eyes are just so raw, and every morning I wake up, my throat's so dry, and I'm sneezing all the time. And I work in the food service industry, and it's pretty frustrating to have to keep blowing my nose and stuff, but you know, I'm generally happy that spring's here. You know, I've been able to go outside and ride my bike and skate all the time, and you know, it's starting to feel like it's warming up, so I'm very happy here. But yeah, I'm just going to play some music for you guys here. And so here for my first track, I've got Maggie Fraser, Your Ghost, here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Given all my days, given all my nights to you. Given all my days. That shit get me tight.
Welcome back. That last track was Lottery Noises by Always here on CJSF 90.1 FM. If you guys follow Always, they were here last Thursday, I think, Thursday evening. I went to their show, and it was such a good time. I haven't seen Always since they came in, like, I want to say, like, just before the pandemic, 2020, maybe. They, like, opened for the Strokes at Rogers Arena. And I remember that being such a great show for me. I got dumped by my first girlfriend, and my roommate had an extra ticket to the Strokes show, and he was like, come. And I remember going to Always and listening to Malton play these, like, very sad and slow songs about an ending relationship, and I was like, oh, this is literally me. So it was very good, and I was very pleased to see that, like, yeah, they were very, very good live, and I've just been listening to Always on repeat, and it was such a fun show. But I went to two shows since the last show, or since the last open mic, that is, just to differentiate. I also went to see Wiseblood. So both these shows were the Commodore, actually, but I went to go see Wiseblood at the Commodore on, what day is it today? Today's Thursday. On Tuesday night, I went to go see Wiseblood, and that was also an amazing show. I saw so many people I knew. She was so, so good live, and, you know, she's got such a sweet voice. Like, even just, like, listening to her, like, you know, sort of ramble between sets. Like, she's got such a sweet and beautiful voice, and sort of the set pieces, all the lighting on the set pieces were really cool. When she did God Turn Me Into a Flower, she had some beautiful visuals in the background, and she had this very flowy dress and little, like, you know, LED chess piece for, like, hearts aglow. It was such a cool show. Wiseblood also does these, like, little bits that I was not aware of, but I think maybe it's just because, like, they're on tour for a very long time, but she sort of prompts the audience to bring her DVDs, which I did not know about, which I thought was really funny. And somebody brought her, like, the Minions movie, and she had to, like, sort of fake it that, oh, great, yeah, you know, the Minions movie, you know? She also, like, threw some roses in the crowd. One of my coworkers who came, who happened to also be at the concert, caught a rose from her, and I think he's just going to keep it until the very day that he dies and, you know, dry it out and bury it when he can't keep it any longer. But yeah, it was such an amazing show. So that's what I'm going to start off with for my next track. After a quick PSA here, I'm going to go to Wiseblood with Children of the Empire here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands, even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
Some clear skies have finally opened up my eyes. Living in a lost time, the dawning of a brand new man. So much blood on our hands. King and queen of being lonely. Children of walking in the labyrinth with others.
Was all my love wasted on you?